Today's daf in Masechet Pesachim brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh is daf Ayin Tes. We were holding in the middle of trying to figure out who Rav holds like, because he says that if the boser of the Korban Pesach was Tamei, if the dam was Nisrak, that b'diavad it would be kosher. And we were wondering, what about the question of needing to eat the Korban Pesach? Why isn't that ma'akev? So we're trying to say that Rav held like Rav Nosson, and holding like Rabbi Natan, we tried to work out what exactly Rabbi Natan held. And so we determined that if the people, there's no people that are roi for achila, then in achinami, the carbon would be possible. But something that happens to the meat, as long as it was nishchat on people that are roi l'achila, that are capable physically of achila, it's like not zakin v'chila. So then we said that it would be kosher. Now, today we want to see if there's an alternative to saying that Rav has to hold like Rabbi Nosson. And today we want to suggest, you know what, Rav could hold like Rabbi Yeshua. Because if you take a look at Rabbi Yeshua's Shita, it turns out that Rabbi Yeshua also apparently holds that the Korban Pesach itself, if not eaten, is not ma'akev. V'boitema Rav diomak Rabbi Yeshua, the tiny Rabbi Yeshua omer, Kol hazvachim shabbat Torah. If it wouldn't be for the special case of the Korban Pesach, so then it really doesn't matter whether we have baser and we don't have chelev, or whether we have chelev and we don't have baser. Either way, ben shenitma basar v'chelev kayam, ben shenitma chelev v'basar kayam, we could still be zorek the dam, because when we're going to try to figure out why it's true about the chelev, but we know that it did say in the pasuk according to Rabbi Yeshua that the idea was ve'asita olotecha habasar v'hadam. Now, right now we're assuming that habasar v'hadam includes the chelev v'hadam. But in any event, as long as I've got a kezayit, I would be zorek the dam. And it doesn't matter whether it's of basar or whether it's the chelev that belongs on the mizbeach. In other words, whether it's achilas adam or whether it's achilas mizbeach. And it would be okay. The only difference would be, now our girsa over here in the Gemara is the only difference would be in two korbanos, we discussed this earlier, which was nozir v'ose pesach. And the ose pesach, we understand that ish lefi achlo tochosu al aseh and v'achlu et pesach, all of those were in yonim that we said before, mean that the ikar bringing of the korban pesach was for achila, and therefore if we don't have any basar, it doesn't make sense that we should be zorek the dam. This brayta, at least according to the girsa that we have here, is that the same thing is true about nazir. And Rashi explains, when we say nazir, by the way, what do we mean? We mean the el nazir. And what's unique about the el nazir is that it's a shlomim, that you have to take the zroa and you boil it. And underneath the pot in which you boil it in the Beis HaMikdash, you take the sa'ar of the nazir and you throw the sa'ar underneath that pot, and you need to do tenufa with it. Because of that, it is brought for that purpose particularly, and therefore, if you don't have that zroa b'sheila, you don't have the meat, so then it's same as a korban pesach, that you don't have the meat. Tosfos disagrees. He points out that the braisa, as it's brought in the Tosefta, doesn't say a word about a nazir. The fact that something needs tnufa, as Rashi says, is true about all the shlamim. Whoever heard, there's only one shita, which we bring up in one place, that tnufa is ma'akev. The normative approach throughout Shas is that tnufa is certainly not ma'akev. And the question, where does the Torah say that the having is Rav Bishela and burning the sour is ma'akev the korban? Since when is something external ma'akev the korban? He doesn't understand how we could be gerus the nazir. And the Gra, in fact, takes out the girsa over here referring to the korban of the nazir and keeps this to the way that we normally see it, that there's a yichud, particularly when it comes to korban pesach as opposed to any other korban, and it would not apply as well to the shalmei nazir. Okay, but in any event, the main point is that normally, according to Rabbi Yeshua, for some reason, even though it says v'asita olotecha baser v'adam, the same thing would be true if you have a murim and the dam. And the only difference is that when it comes to Noser Pesach, or according to our gears, Noser Pesach, if you do not have any Emurim, remember we said yesterday, obviously they murmur never mock of the Korban, so you don't have any Emurim, but you do have the Basar, then you would be Zurich as Adam. But if you don't have any Basar, Nitma Basar, even if you have all of your Emurim, you will not be Zurich the Dam. However, now here's the crucial point to us, Im Zorah Kurtza. If you were Zorik the Dam, then you would be Yotzir Korban Pesach, you would not be Mukhiv to bring a Pesach Sheni, and so on. Now, that would mean that essentially Rabbi Yeshua is saying over here what Rav said, that Bidi Avad, if it was Nisra, I'm going to have to come on to sing Yosek Rabbi Natan. Even if Yosek Rabbi Yeshua, we worked out that Mishnah was going Alibid Rabbi Yeshua. If he holds Alibid Rabbi Yeshua, clearly Rabbi Yeshua also holds that even though you don't have any Basar, you were Lomaisa, brought your Korban Pesach, and it was Mekubal. On the other hand, if Nitmo Abalim, if the owners were Tamei Bemeis, which would mean that they are not able to eat, and then they would be the same as a Zaken and a Chola, because someone who's Tamei Betumas Haguf, in this case, obviously, would not be allowed to eat. How could he be allowed to eat? So over, he's going to be Tamei for 7 days. So, and the same thing would be true if your Gur is Nazir, because if he became Tamei B'tumas Meis, his whole Naziris would be both, he'd have to start over again. So there, obviously, there it wouldn't be Hurtzas over there. Lo Yizrok, and don't you dare do the Zrika, because even if you do the Zrika, it will not be Hurtza. Okay, so now the Mishnah says, but when it comes to other korbanos, there's no problem, even if the meat is tamei, as long as I have the chalev, and so on. Now, who's the Mishnah going according to that I need something? I obviously need something. I need either the basar or the chalev, right? Now, that is Rabbi Yoshua, because according to Rabbi Eliezer, as we saw, we're going to review it again, that he holds that even if ein basar, there's still dam. Dam af pishe ein basar, dam af pishe ein emurim. This has been a theme that's been with us a little bit of Rabbi Eliezer, and according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's only if you have a matir, which is the dam, and something that was niter al yedei the dam. So kol azvachim, so here's the price, the Talmud. Rabbi Yeshua omer, kol azvachim shebat Torah, as long as we have a kezayis of either basar, or a kezayit of chelev, you should be zorek the dam, lechatchila, and everything is fine. But what about if you would have a chatzi zayas basar and a chatzi zayas chelev, and you're talking about a korban shlomim, let's say, rechatas, where over there, the basar is not put on the mizbeach. So what you're trying to tell me is, okay, but if I put together the amount of achila, and I include achilas adam and achilas mizbeach as being the same thing, so then I would have a kezayit, right? Wrong. Because achilat adam and achilat mizbeach is not mitzarev. That's the point. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, if you only have, even if you got a total of a kezayis, but you need to have either a kezayis of achilas adam or a kezayis of achilas mizbeach, and that obviously indicates to us that means fundamentally when I'm bringing the dam, I'm bringing it for this or for that. But I can't say that I'm bringing the dam for a heter b'sach hakol of kezayis. So that indicates that the mekor of the relationship of the dam is different when it comes to basar than it is to the chelev. And that's something we're going to get into in a moment. How do we know that? So there, you would not be zork. But when you're coming to a korban eila, with a korban eila, all of the basar and all of the chelev is put on the mizbeach, in which case I'm not trying to be mitzarev achilas adam and achilas mizbeach. It's all achilas mizbeach. So over there, if I have achilas mizbeach of a kezayit, even though it's only chatzi kezayis bas or chatzi kezayis chelev, there is no fundamental difference between them, and the dam would be matir a kezayit. That's what's important to me, a kezayit for the mizbeach, and therefore, even a little bit of Rabbi Yeshua, you would be zarek as a dam. Why is that? Shekula kalil, it's all achilas mizbeach. But when it comes to a mincha, even if the entire mincha is there, don't throw the dam. What the heck are you talking about? There is no blood in a mincha. What? There's a mincha. Don't throw the blood. Have I lost it? Mincha. My Avida, how'd you throw a mincha into this? No, says Rabbi You don't understand. Doesn't mean in the case that we're talking about a mincha, not a zevach. We're saying when it comes to the minchas nitzachim, so after you bring your carbon, right? So you're going to be bringing also the carbon mincha, shlosh asonim lapar, shnei asonim, and so on and so forth, right? So now the question is, alibra b'Yoshua. So suppose I don't have any chelev, I don't have any dam, but I have the whole minchas nitzachim that's left. So maybe I should be zurek the dam to be matir the mincha, right? No. Don't be zurek the korban's dam in order to be matir. The mincha is what it means. The dam is only in the event that you have either basar or a murim, as we're going to see. But the way that we're putting it now is chelev. Now that is a little bit misleading. We're going to talk about that in a moment. So Rav Papa says, obviously what we're referring to here is the minchas nisachim. And what would I have thought? I might have thought that since I'm only bringing this carbon mincha because of the fact that I'm bringing this carbon of domim, and this dam is what's b'chayev, the mincha on the mizbeach. So perhaps even if I don't have any basar and I don't have any chelev, I should go ahead and view the mincha as an extension of the body of the korban itself. And it's kegufe de zevach dami, and therefore it would be as if I need to be makriv the zarek the dam in order to be a matir the mincha. Kamash malan, that it is not part of the zevach. You have to have either basar or chelev. Now remember that we got that from the pasuk of asitolotecha habasar ve'adam. So that means even if we have some meat, but doesn't say anything over there about chelev, it says basar specifically. Might it be that the dam is necessary to be matir specifically basar and not chelev? How does Rabbi Yoshua actually know to extend the pasuk of Yasito Lotecha basar v'adam to mean hachelev v'adam? And it doesn't say that. So chelev mean olam. Where did you get the idea that just because there's chelev, even if there's no basar, that there's also zrik alib the Rabbi Yeshua? How does he know? Om Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yishmael. Some say it's Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya. But in any event, he did not just extend the pasuk and say, well, what's the difference if it's basar or chelev? That he never said. He has another pasuk, namely the Omar Krah. V'hiktir ha-chelev l'reach nichoach la-Hashem. That's the marker. That means that no matter what v'hiktir ha-chelev, and it starts off with zarak ha-koinetz adam al-mizbach Hashem, and then it says v'hiktir ha-chelev l'reach nichoach. That means, without mentioning anything else, v'zarak ha-koinetz adam v'hiktir ha-chelev. That's the same thing as saying v'yasito lotecha basar v'adam. It's the equivalent. That means we have one pasuk v'yasito lotecha basar v'adam to tell me you're zorak adam for basar, and we have another pasuk of v'zorak hakohen et adam v'iktira chelev to tell me if there's chelev be zorak adam. So then that means either one would be sufficient. Okay, that's all very nice because it says chelev, but what about emurim that are not chelev? Okay, how about the yoteret hakaved? The Yoteret HaKaved, because of the fact that the diaphragm is there attached to the liver, we call the diaphragm the Yoteret HaKaved. Ushtei HaKloyot, what about the two kidneys? Those are not chelev. So where do we know that if you have just the Ushtei HaKloyot, the Yoteret HaKaved, that you would be Zerik the Dam? Where does it say that? It only says Basar and chelev. What do you mean, where does it say that? How do you know it's even true? I mean, where does it say that we would be Zerik the Dam? You're taking it for granted. You're asking me, how do I know it? Maybe we don't know it, you know. Hey, Kamrina Dizarkinan, show me where it says that. Well, look at what we just learned. I mean, did it really need to say, if the mincha is there, don't be Zerik the Dam? That's the only thing you can come up with? That midiktani ube mincha afa bishkola kayemet lo yizrok. I mean, that's telling me, look, the only thing that's excluded from this idea is the mincha. But if you've got any of the actual pieces of the carbon, which would include the yoteret hakaved and the shtei haklayot, I mean, otherwise you would have put that in, not the mincha, for heaven's sakes, right? So you're telling me the mincha is not sufficient to justify the zrikas adam, but the yoteret hakaved and shtei haklayot, obviously, are shapri dami, because otherwise you would have mentioned that too. Anyway, so that's for sure Minolan, show me how we have a right to extend the pasuk that mentions chelev, or the other pasuk mentions basar, to something which is neither. Rabbi Yochanan said on his own, because I mean he was the one that brought the pasuk before. There it was, Rabbi Shmuel. He had learned it from Rabbi Shmuel, but here he's saying on his own. Take a look at the end of the pasuk. V'zaraka kohenet adam. That was the pasuk that we said v'iktira chelev. But note that after the words v'iktira hachelev, it says v'iktira chelev l'reach nichoach. What do we need to mention again? V'iktira chelev l'reach nichoach. So therefore, what it's coming to tell me is that anything that is being malah l'reach nichoach, which are all of the chiyuv that I'm supposed to be putting on the mizbeach, which are always called l'reach nichoach l'Hashem, any of them will justify v'zaraka kohenet adam. So then why mention the chelev at all? So then just say reach lichoach, that includes chelev, right? So no, not right, because I need both. I need to have both the word chelev in that pasuk and reach lichoach in that pasuk. But let's say it's just what it said chelev. Okay, we already know what the problem is with that. We saw the problem that if it said chelev, I would have said it means literally chelev, and that would mean the yoter ha-takavid and the shteya klayot would not be sufficient to justify zrikas adam. Okay. So I need to know Reach Lichoach. Your real question that you're asking me is, why isn't Reach Lichoach enough? And the answer is very simple. If it would have said only Reach Lichoach and not Chelev, then I would have said, Kol Ha'olim L'Reach Lichoach. How about the Minchas Tesachim? Is that coming L'Reach Lichoach? Of course it is. Anything that I put on the Mizbeach is L'Reach Lichoach, right? So if that's the case, I would say that you would be Zerik the Dam, even if there is left the Minchas Tesachim. Which is not true. The Torah wants to tell us Dafke Chelev and not the Minchas Nesachim. Therefore, we now have that balance. We understand that it needs to be part of the Emurim, needs to be part of the Etzem Korban, the same way that the Chelev is part of the Etzem Korban, and not an additional thing that's being brought Agav the Korban, which would be the Mincha. On the other hand, if it would only say Chelev, how do I know that anything which is part, even the Shteak Layot, Kamash Malan, L'Reach Nichoach? And now we are ready for our Kapitan, who really should be there before us. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came out before us for Kabbalah Satira. Hello, Kapitan. My goodness gracious. Man, no wonder the Titanic sunk. It took 20 minutes to get the guy to the radar screen. Ah! Nothing, blank, muted, hopeless. Take a foghorn. I give up. I just don't understand. What is your problem? All right. That's it. That's the most we're going to get. Doc, you're on, baby.
Got to give one of those riches.
Zot the Heilige Mishnah.
That's amazing. Do you think that this is included in Torah Tziva Lanu Marosha Kilas Yaakov Kilu Boil Arusoto Bifanav? I hope not. Okay, so here comes the Mishnah Nitma. Now we're getting on to the idea of where exactly do we allow? We've been talking about Shabbos and we've been talking about bringing a Pesach Petuma, and we spoke about the idea of Tzibur. But we really didn't define what exactly do we mean by Tzibur. In other words, I mean, what about if the Tzibur is really Tahar, but all of the Kohanim are Tamei? What would we do then? Or what about if the Tzibur is Tahar and the Kohanim are Taharim, but all we have is Kli Shoreis that have all become Nitma? What would we do then? So, I mean, is the issue the actual Tumas Aguf of the Tzibur? Or what about if it would be the Tumas Boser of all the Psochim because all of the Kalim that we have to use are Tmeim? And so on. I mean, we really didn't get into any of that, not to mention the fact that we sort of, again, we made it a binary issue. Rov of the Tzibur Tamei or Rov of the Tzibur not. How about if it's exactly half and half? And by the way, you say, okay, how are we gonna get a case where it's half and half? The din of the definition of the tzibor is not the people that are living in the country. The definition of tzibur is precisely the people that have come to the Beis HaMikdash to bring the korban, no one else. And that's where we can define right then and there if we've got Rov Tmeim or we've got Mechza al Mechza. So all of these issues, we're about to begin in determining the nature of the tzibur that is Hutra or Dechuya, depending on the two approaches we saw earlier, to bring Betuma. Says the Halakha Mishnah, Nitma Kahal or Orubo. So let's say either the Rov or the entire tzibur were Tamei. Osha Yua Kohanim Tmeim. Maybe all of the Kohanim are Tmeim, but the tzibur is Tahar. Now, when we say all of the Kohanim, it does not necessarily mean all of the Kohanim. It's the same issue. Where we've got, and this is a fascinating halacha, the Kohanim have been separated into Mishmarot, correct? So let's say you have a Tamid, which is a Karban Tzibur, and all the Kohanim in the Mishmar are Tamei. Are we going to go bringing it Betuma? Well, I mean, you could always switch with another Mishmar, couldn't you? So in other words, the din of the Mishmar is not definitive of who the Kohanim are. When you're coming to the Korban Pesach, we're over there, the din is that all of the Kohanim are mitzhtatef in the Korbanos that are brought for the Yom Tov, including what's brought on the Yom HaRishon. So then it would indeed be defined by Rov of the Kohanim that have shown up for the Aveda. And we don't say that, okay, well, so then just find, you know, make up a special mishmar of Kohanim that are Tahorim. What we say is that all those that were going to be Isaac in the Korban, we see if they're a Rov or not. Now, Tosfos learns that this is actually, together with the question of the Klei Sharis being Tamei, which we'll see in a moment, is a logistical question. Because theoretically speaking, we could do that. In other words, we could make sure that the carbon is brought b'tayra, and we could go all over the place until we find kohanim that are tahorim and so on. Or we could go all over the place and get maybe new kalim that are not tamayim. But the point is, we're not chuyif to do that because it's going to hold up the proceedings. And we're not going to have time. If we start, we're not going to have time to bring all our korbanos pesach. You sure you're not going to have time? That isn't the point. The din of the tzibur is that the tzibur has to proceed normally according to what it would do. We don't start going crazy over here to figure out ways that we might possibly make it work. That's how the din of the tzibur being tamei was given to us in the Torah. That don't put off your Korban Pesach if it's a tzibur. Only worry about the issues of the tumah if it's yechidim. So therefore, even if it would be the Kohanim Tmeim, the Kal is Tahar, still do it Betum. As a matter of fact, if only a miut of the Tzibur is Tamei, then the halacha would be that the Tahorim would do the Pesach Rishon. And what happens to the Tmeim? Even though there may be 100,000 or a million people, they're still considered to be Ish, and therefore, Ish Kietamei, what do? They bring the Pesach Sheni. So even though there's a lot of people, the question over here isn't a lot. The question is it, there's one Tzibur, and we have to define where the Tzibur is. And if you're not a Tzibur, meaning the Kahal, then you are Yechidim. That's the point. And the Braita now explains it in more detail, because says the Braita, what if Yisroel were Tmeim, and the Kohanim and the Kli Sharet are all Tahorim. Should the Kohanim get involved and get themselves Tamei? Or let's say Yisroel were Tahorim, and the Kohanim and the Kli Sharet are Tmeim. Again, referring to the problem of the Rov, because, I mean, what are we going to do? We'll use 10 Sakinim that are kosher to shecht all of the Korban Pesach. How are we going to get it all done? It's exactly that same problem. We're not mechuyev to try to get it all done and to be ma'akev. And for that matter, even if Yisroel and the Kohanim are all Tahorim, and the only problem is that the kalim that we're going to be using to do the Aveda are Tumim, everybody together should do it betuma. We do not try to preserve whatever can be done betaira, because the klal is ein korban tzibur chaluk. We do not split a korban to be done by some people one way, other people the other way, because it's a single korban sibur. Now, again, as Tosis points out, let's say all of your knives are tummy. I mean, what you could do is you could simply hold the knife with a pshute kliyetz, let's say. If it was a pshute kliyetz, the sakin wouldn't be metame you, right? So what's the problem? And it would be possible to not have any person that would be tummy. Again, logistically, it's going to hold up the proceedings. You wouldn't have to go into the Beis HaMikdash, because what you could do is you could put an extension on the handle of the sakin and you could make it 10 feet long. You know, you stand outside of Beis HaMikdash and you shech the Korban Pesach in the Azara. Why should you go in into the Azara where you're going to be tummy? No. Again, it's just going to hold things up. Okay. So Amar Rav Chisda, this is only in the event that the sakin will actually be able to be metame you. So Shana Shanitma Sakin Betame Mate. All right, but what's difference about Tame Mate? It's very simple. Remember from our learning of Ohalot, as we know, is that there's this special did of Bechal Al Cherev. Bechal Al Cherev means that the sakin that came into contact with a mate, assuming that that's the, we'll see later on whether it's a Tame Mate or a mate, if it came in touch with a mate, so then it itself has the same din as the mate, and it's going to be Metame. Anybody who holds it or carries it and so on. So then we learn out cherev, that sword or the knife in this case, has the same din as the dead body itself, and it will be metame the gavra that is holding that knife, in which case, when you're bringing that Korban Pesach, any way it's going to be brought with tumat haguf, which is an iser kores, because anybody that held that knife itself is Tameh Beguf, he's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. So again, the issue over here is when it says B'Temei Mate, the Rambam says B'Ferish, that the Halacha L'Mesh Sinai is, somebody who was Mekabel Tuma from a Tameh Mate, as opposed to actually touching the mate, is also to go to the Beis HaMikdash, but is not Chayiv Koras. And since the Girsa over here is that would mean that everybody would be in a Darga of a Chayiv Koras for Knisa L'Mikdash, Either that's a mistake, or the first part shouldn't have said b'tmei mate, but rather, as other Gersos have it, b'mate. And that's referred to the Chal HaCherev. There was actually avi avot atuma, which then would be metame of the Adam, who wields the sakin, and then he would, in fact, be over on the Nisr Kars going in. And since he's going to have to go in, because of the logistics, so therefore, me korabi savid betumas aguf de korasumi savid. It's being done with a getter of tumas meis, and therefore, it means that we have over here this special halacha tumat chuyu betzibur or tumuhutru betzibur, and we don't have to worry about it. But let's say that the sakin was only tomei from a sheretz, and then all that's going to happen is that if the sakin touches the meat, then it's going to be metame the meat of the Korban Pesach, right? But it's not going to be tame the people, because a knife that touched an ava tuma becomes a rishon tuma letame ochlin umashkin, which includes the meat of the Korban Pesach, but will not be metame the adam. And therefore, there's a completely different iser of somebody who's tame in his guf eating kachim. We're over there, it's an iser chorus. Or somebody who is tahar eating kachim, which are tmeim. We're over there, it's an iser lav. So if the sakin is only tameh b'sheretz, then all you're going to have is the question of the din of the buser. Over there, legavra lo metamule. So the person who's going to be holding the sakin is not going to be tameh, and therefore only the people who are tahar begufa make the Korban Pesach. Anybody who's tameh can't make that Korban Pesach. And why is that? Because even if you're going to tell me that all of the karbanas that we're bringing are going to be tameh, but nobody's going to be tameh tumas aguf, and it would be better, ye'achel b'tumas basar b'lav, better to preserve that situation. Don't allow anyone who is tameh begufo to be nichlas into the Beis HaMikdash, even if it's tumas meis, because it's better that we eat the basar with tyrus haguf, which is only an isra lav, and not eat the basar betumas aguf, which is bekores, and therefore we keep the people who are tamei out in that case, which would mean that according to Rav Chisda, tuma is a tough situation even in a tzibur. That means it's not hutra betzibur; it's only dechuya betzibur, and v'chein omer Rabbi Yitzchak, tuma is dechuya he betzibur, and whatever we can avoid, such as in this case, we can avoid having people that are tamei but the iser kares. Let's avoid it. And therefore, there's a big difference between whether the sakam is tamei betumas sheretz or was tamei betumas meis. Rava says, not true. Once the meat of the Korban Pesach is going to be tamei, then everybody comes in and brings their Korban Pesach, even if they're tamei betumas aguf. I feel it to me, nami avdi. What? Because if you take a look, this is a drush that we've studied before. If you take a look at the way that the Torah presents the two Isurim, of the meat being tamei and it's being usher to be eaten by a person who is tahar, or the meat being tahar and the isser of it's being eaten by a person who is tamei, even though it's different in that the latter is a chiyuv karas and the former is not, but the fact is that they're compared to each other, and if there's not one, there's not the other. Therefore, since it says, my time, since the chtiva basra shiyiga b'chol tamei lo yachel b'eish yisarev, v'ha basar, Kol tahar yochal basar. So what that's putting into effect over here is two completely different things. Habasar sheyiga b'chol tamei lo yachel, that's an isser lot. Habasar kol tahar yochal basar, the issue that we have of a person who's tamei eating basar and only a person who's tahar eating basar is dependent on the basar itself being tahar, meaning the two are interrelated. And therefore, it's telling me where the pasuk will apply the din of abasara sheyiga b'chol tamei lo yachel. Then we have the pasuk of abasar kol tor yochal lo yochal basar kol tor yochal basar. But heichad lo karinim beiv abasara sheyiga b'chol tamei lo yachel, such as in this case, where we are not going to apply the halacha of the isser of eating the basar when it's tamei, then we will not apply the other isser. Lo karino ve abasar kol tahor yochal basar, and anybody would be able to eat it if they're tamei meis. Kol eichad karino ve abasar asher yigal b'chol tamei, then karino ve abasar kol tahor yochal basar. So since in the case where the sakin was nikba b'sheretz, the Pesach meat is going to be eaten betuma, because of that, even people who are tamei tumas haguf are also allowed to eat it, because then there is no issur. Because of what you said before, it's simply not true. Better it should be eaten with the issur lav and not with the issur. There is no issur kars, because the Torah made those two issurim completely interrelated. Itmai. Okay, now, another thing that we haven't figured out, what's the difference if it's half and half? Okay, the Mishnah seems to focus on only a case of rov ratio. Rova kalayotar, rova kalayotar. I mean, what would be if it was Yisro mechzitar and mechzitmei? And what's the din? Rav says, well, each mechza is basically a rov because it has all of the milas of being a tzibur. You can't view it as being only yechidim, right? So basically, what you have is a tzibur that is choluk. There's nothing to do about it. You've got two separate tziburim in this case. One tzibur is tahar and one tzibur is tamei. Neither of them is more a tzibur than the other. And therefore, in that case, they would both have to bring the carbon kehilchata per that tzibur. And even though we said before, ein carbon tzibur choluk, that's the carbon tzibur is a chaluk. But if there's two tzibors, such as in this case, obviously they're going to have to bring two different types of korbanos. One tzibur will bring a Pesach tahor, one tzibur will bring a Pesach tamei, and there's no Pesach sheni. Whereas Rav Kahana says, no, mechza al mechza is not like a rov. Each one of them is not a tzibur. And therefore, the difference is this, that according to Rav, it's mechza mechza is kerov. So then you need to bring two separate carbon Pesach Rishon. Halalo sin la'atzma, halalo sin la'atzma. So the Tahor ones bring Pesach Rishon betaira, and the Tomei ones bring Pesach Rishon betuma. Whereas Rav Kahana says, mechza mechza does not give you any denim of eight tzibur, and therefore the Tahorin will make the Pesach Rishon as they always would, even if they're a miyad, if they can make it betahira, and there's not going to be anybody doing it betuma, they make the Rishon. the Tameim, since they're not considered to be a rov, they're considered to be the also equivalent of Ish Ish. So then they make the second Pesach. I mean, why would we let them make the first Pesach? They're not a Tzibur, and ain't Korban Tzibur Cholok. There's another pshat in Rav Kahana, according to which the other Lashon is, Hikri Amrei, Amr Rav Kahana, when I say Mechza Mechza Ein Okarov, what I mean is that because of that, the Taherin will be making the Pesach Rishon, and the Tmeim won't be making either. That's the point. Because what we're saying over here is that there's a tremendous difference, I mean, between these two pshatim and Rav Kahana, obviously. According to the first pshat, each chetzi is considered to be a miut. And according to the second pshat, it's not even given the din of a miut. It's not the rov, but it's not ish-ish. You can't view it as ish-ish because it isn't a miut. So therefore, according to this, obviously whoever can make the Korban Batira makes it Batira, that he would always do, right? I mean, that's not going to be an issue. But the question is, what do we do about everybody that was Tame? We cannot let them make the Pesach Sheni because it says Ish Ish Ki Atame, and these people are not an Ish Ish. They're not a minority, and therefore we can't treat them as individuals, but they can't do Pesach Rishon either because they're not considered to be the Rov of the Tzibur. And they can't make the Sheni because they're not a miut of the Tzibur. Because of that, in this second Lashon, they would not be able to bring a Korban Pesach at all that year, and they would be anusim. Now, it says in the Mishnah, I mean, it said pretty clear in the Mishnah what the din is about a Mechza Mechza, isn't it? I mean, look what it says. Nitmar Kahal O Rubo. Now, it says, if the Kahal, or most of the Kahal, or the Kohanim were to name the Kahal were to Yasu Batuma. But isn't the Mishnah very careful to use the word Rubo? Okay, now, man, it seems to be quite clear. If it is a literal rove, so then you make it Batuma and Pesach Rishon. But if it's half and half, then you do not make a Korban of Pesach Rishon because the Mishnah is saying you can't make a Pesach Batuma unless it's rove. Where's the rove over here? Kashal Rav. Rav claims that we're going to take a Mechza Mechza and we'll give it the din of Rov if the Mishnah says it's only if it is a Rov. Omar Lecha Rav, what the Mishnah means is that if it's a Rov, then the rest of what the Mishnah says is true. Everybody makes it Betuma, even if you're Tahar. But if it's not a Rov, which then defines a single Tzibur together, then it's two separate tzibors. That's the point. And you would need to bring two separate korbanas. One is a tzibor that's tamei, which is exactly chetzi chetzi, and therefore they bring a Pesach Rishon Betuma, and one that has not been defined by the other, because the point of the rov is it defines everybody else. If you don't have a rov, you can't define everybody else. It's the same thing for kashrus, the same idea. The part that's kosher is kosher. The other part isn't kosher if it isn't a rove, right? So the idea over here is exactly the same. The ain korban tzibur cholok, correct? But the tzibur in this case is cholok. One is not able to define the other. That's what the Mishnah is saying. So in a case where it would be palga upalga, then you'd have no choice but to allow halalo asin latzman, halalo asin latzman. You're bringing two separate korbanas Pesach. And by the way, obviously, that's the pshat in the Mishnah, because otherwise you've got a contradiction in the Mishnah. Take a look at the Mishnah. Read on, my friends. Diktani Sefa, Nitma Mi'ut HaKahal, and that means only the Mi'ut, then the Tahorim make the Pesach Rishon, but the Tmeim make the Pesach Sheni. So, okay, so then what's the implication of that? That only if it's an actual Mi'ut do they make a Pesach Sheni. But if it's half and half, they don't make Pesach Sheni. Okay, so what do? They make Pesach Rishon. Well, so then, I thought you said a minute ago, but that you don't. No, I didn't say you don't. I say you cannot define a single tzibur and each one makes separate. That's the point in the end of the Mishnah also. So the only way to have a consistent Mishnah is to say that we give each of them the din of a separate sibur. And in this case, we have two Pesach Rishons, one of which is brought Betumah and one of which is brought Betaira. Clear. Otherwise, the Mishnah makes no sense. Who says the Gemara? Wait a minute. That's true. So then how does Rav Kahana learn the Mishnah? The Mishnah does seem to be saying exactly what Rav said. Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says, look, you know what the end of the Mishnah means? It doesn't really mean what it says. When it says, Nitma miuta kahal, tahurin osin tarishonu tmein osin es hasheni. The diak is that if it would be palga u palga, tahurin osin es harishon, but the tmeim don't bring either. That's what it means. Not that they make together. Rav is saying it must mean that they make a separate carbon. No, it doesn't mean that. It means that the tahorin, you don't need a rove of a tzibur to make a carbon batira, do you? So if there's only three people who are going to make the carbon, they're still going to do the carbon and rishon. That's for sure. Now the question is, do you have a miut to make the sheni? So it's saying, no, it's not a miut because it's mechza. Very good. So they don't make the sheni. So what do they do? I don't know. It's not my problem. They don't do anything. They don't bring the Rishon and they don't bring the Shani. That's all that the Mishnah is saying. Hey, wait a minute, Rav Kahana, that was your second Lasha. It's all very nice. I mean, Lishna Batit, Rav Kahana, if we're going to learn that they don't bring either, okay. But what about according to the first Lashon of Rav Kahana, where he says, Tahorim do the Rishon and the Tumayim make the Pesach Shani. Now you have no pshat in the Mishnah at all, huh? Zomrahi Kalamima? Nah. The Mishnah doesn't mean what it's saying. The Mishnah, when it says, the truth is, even if it be half and half, it'd be the same thing as miyuta. Taranos and Sarishan, Tumemas and Hashani. You know why it says miyut? Aesthetic purposes. Since the first part of the Mishnah said the idea of rove, so the second part says miyut, but it doesn't really mean miyut. It doesn't matter. So I did a ton of reisha ruba, ton of nami sefer miyuta, but you need to have brains and analyze it as I do. Now, it actually turns out that there is a braita to match everyone's opinion. If you hold like Rav, you got a braita. If you hold like Rav Kahana's first opinion, you got a braita. If you hold Rav Kahana's second opinion, you got a braita. Everybody's right. Now, we're going to have to deal with that again. What do the other opinions do with the fact that not everybody's right? Okay, so we'll talk about that. But first, let's take a look at the three clearly stated braitot that present the three dinim. Okay, first of all, Tani Kavasi Rav, Tani Kavasi the Rav Kahana, Ketrei Lishnei. Starting with Tani Kavasi Rav. Here it says, Are you Yisrael Mechza Toherin, Umechza Temeim, Alolosin Leatzman, Alolosin Leatzman? We bring two carbon Pesachs, one between Betumah, one Betaira, that is Rav 2AT. Braita B, Tani Gilishna Kamida of Kana, that's the first Lashon. Arishah Yisrael Mechz, Torah Mechz, Tameim. The Tahorin, of course, to the Rishon, because it doesn't make any difference. The Tameim, Osim is Hasheni, because they don't have a din of Rav. So they're the equivalent of Ishish. And we have a Braita that says the last Lashon, I don't bring either. Arishah Yisrael Mechz, Torah Mechz, Tameim. Torim as an osin as harishon, and to meim in a mosim lo as harishon, velo as hasheni, exactly what Rav Kahana said. Now, is there a way that Rav and Rav Kahana in the other Lashonis will be able to somehow justify the other brises? Or like, do we have to say it's a machlokas tanoim? No, actually, Rav and the second Lashon of Rav Kahana are both going to have to deal with that middle brisa in the same way, because they both have the same problem with it. So the second brisa said like this, Tahorin osin et harishon, utmeim osin es hasheni. Now that's like the first opinion of Rav Kahana, right? So how will they, Rav, explain it? And how will the Rav Kahana's second Lashon explain it? So I'll say very simple. Let's imagine that the case is that you have Klal Yisrael as Mechza Tahirin Umechza Tameim, but in reality, if you just looked at the men were really Tar, Ruba. Then when we throw in the women, it turned out that that added the proportion of women There were more women or tamei. So now when we added the women, they made it exactly half and half. And this is the issue now. So the Tana of this Brisa is not a problem to us. It's a completely separate issue, which we weren't discussing. It's just a question of how to count. So the Tana of this Brisa holds that Noshim are not Mechuyavot in Pesach Rishon, even though they can eat the Pesach Rishon, but they're not Mechuyavot to bring a Pesach Rishon, which means that we should not include the women in the count. So if we subtract the women, so Dal Nashim Mitmeim, so then we're left with the Tmeim being a miut. And because of that, if they're a miut, so then they'd make Pesach Sheni. That's all. So that's true both according to Rav and according to the Rav Kahana. Okay, now let's take a look at the last bride. The bride that says they don't make anything, neither Pesach Rishon nor Pesach Sheni. Now that does not make sense at all. According to Rav, it sounds crazy. And according to the first Lashon of Rav Kahana, it's also crazy. What is the pshat? Eichem etar tzilei. Where would there be a case where you would not bring not the Korban Pesach Rishon and not the Korban Pesach Sheni? Well, Rav says, look, I mean, for me, it's very simple. If you throw umechtza tmeim, umechtza torn, exactly, okay? But if you would include the women, in this case, they would push it over and it would turn out that you would have a majority of Taharim because most of the women were Taharim in this case. So then if you hold, because this Tana does that Noshim are Chova in Pesach Rishon, but they're not a Chova in Pesach Sheni, they're only Rosh Hashanah Pesach Sheni. So then that explains it perfectly. In Pesach Rishon, the ones who are Tamei, they are not allowed to make the carbon because they are a miut, since we needed to include the women, and that pushed it over to be a roof that were tar. So there's no way that a miut that our Tamei can make a Pesach Rishon. But when it came to Pesach Sheni, we deduct the women from this schum because women are not chayavot to Pesach Sheni. And then we have rov, or palga v'palga in this case, which according to me is the same as rov, and palga, lo av de b'sheni. So I work it out very simply. And Rav Kahana, since he doesn't hold that palga is a rov, he has to say something like this, but he's got to work it out according to him. And according to Rav Kahana yields that his first lashon, that the idea is that the even a half of the tzibur does make the Pesach Sheni. So he will explain it like this. He says, we had, in fact, palga upalga, but rove of the men were actually tummy. It's only when we included the women that then it became exactly half and half. So he holds that Noshim Berishon Chova Ubesheni Rishus. So therefore, Berishon, since we do not have a rove, we only have Palga Vapalga, and Palga Vapalga does not define the whole Tzibor, and therefore only the Tmeim, only the Torim are allowed to make. And Palga that are Tamei cannot bring a Pesach Rishon, but they also can't bring a Pesach Sheni, because you have to take out the women on the second one, since they're not Mechuyavot a Pesach Sheni. And therefore, now you have Rov that's Tamei, but Rov that's Tamei can't bring a Pesach Sheni. So in this case, in Achinaim, it'll turn out you can't bring either Ruba Lo'av de B'Sheni, and now it works out according to everybody. So then, according to Rav Kahana, is there any way that Rav Kahana can learn that first brisa that says exactly like Rav? Either Lashon. How would he possibly explain it, since that is telling me that you are able to bring two separate Karmanot Pesach? There's no such thing according to Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana, you are absolutely right. There is no such thing. I have no way of making this. Is a machlokas tanoim. That much I'm going to have to admit. That's a machlokas tanoim. There is, in fact, a man di Omar, which you just quoted to me, that agrees with Rav. And he says, Mechza, Mechza, Skarov. But you've got these other two prices that are like me. And that is Ikatana that holds Mechza, Mechza, Ena, Kirov.